escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 24.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1946, it was the human race's first glimpse of Earth from space. A 35mm film camera was mounted to a reverse-engineered version of a German V-2 rocket launched from White Sands, New Mexico. It reached an altitude of over 100 miles before falling back to the ground, and the picture it took at 65 miles high revealed the curve of the Earth against the blackness of space. NASA's Deep Space One unmanned space probe lifted off on this day in 1998 to investigate an asteroid at close range. It was later redirected to conduct a similar study of Comet Borealy. Deep Space One was the first space vehicle to use an ion drive. And in 2007, the Chinese space program launched Chang'e 1. Its first space probe bound for the moon, where it created a high-resolution 3D map of the lunar surface. Bob Kane, creator of Batman, was born on this day in 1915. Honor Harrington author David Weber was born today in 1952. In 1991, the creator of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, died at the age of 70.
CNN Headline News, I'm David Goodenough. The creative genius behind the Star Trek television series is dead. Gene Roddenberry died of a heart attack at a Santa Monica, California hospital Thursday. Officials say Roddenberry collapsed at his doctor's office before being rushed to the hospital. Leonard Nimoy, who played Mr. Spock in the series, said Roddenberry had an extraordinary vision about mankind. Gene Roddenberry was 70.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Science fiction is a remarkable device for looking at the human creature and into the human condition. Indeed, as Ray Bradbury has often said, science fiction may be one of the last places in our society where the philosopher can roam just as freely as he chooses.